Welcome, everybody, to another exciting episode of Mainlining Movies. We are back, finally, after a, what, two-week hiatus?
Yeah, back from the dead.
Quite literally back from the dead.
Yeah.
Long story short, though, there was a scheduling conflict the first week we were absent. That was because I had to work the next day. And then the following week, Nathan, you were a bit under the weather.
Yeah. Yeah, I was dying from some stomach bug that apparently is going around, and it knocked me on my rear end. First time I've been sick like that in a long time. So about 5 years was last time I really got sick like that. So,
well, I'm glad to see that you're still alive.
Yeah, I am still alive. I wasn't sure that I was going to be after that first day, but thankfully I pulled through, and I'm back. I'm here. I'm excited. I've missed this. And
same, honestly, I have as well.
Yeah, it felt weird not recording for a couple weeks. It's kind of threw off my.
It almost felt wrong.
Yeah, it threw off my week schedule, and I wasn't sure what day it was. I'm still not sure what day it is, but that just comes from having kids and
usual
life. Life.
That's understandable.
Plus, I'm getting old, and my memory is slipping. So, plus I'm getting old, and my memory is slipping. And
just repeats himself.
I'm just kidding. I'm not that old. But
I believe that he is, though.
Some days I feel that old. Some days. But anyway.
So, anyhow, though, we have got a really short episode for everybody this week. It's not an offense to anybody. It's just we have busy plans for tonight, and Nathan also has some busy things that he's got to do around 4 o'clock. So we're going to try to zip-zappity do this up for everybody.
Yeah. Hey, we're actually recording early.
Like, well, yeah, we are.
I guess we're not. It's typically
we're recording early in the day.
In the day, yeah. It's typically
for us.
It's typically the day we release the episode, but
yeah,
it is still light outside, and that almost never happens.
Yeah.
So, I'm not sure that we should be talking right now. Maybe it's throwing off
because we're not at work. So yeah, like maybe we should. What we're gonna do is we're gonna pull a Loki. We're time variants now because we're recording so early.
Yeah.
And now the TVA is gonna come and snatch us up. Is it the TVA or is it Kang? My bet is on Kang. I saw those little Easter eggs. I saw Kang's castle. I saw the big giant Darren Cross yellow jacket helmet on the ground, which is basically saying like this is where he got sent when he was. Destroy that is not the topic for this week. We actually have no topic for this week. Technically, we have two topics that we want to hit on just really quickly. Nathan, not only is it a return to the theater for you, it is a return to the theater for you tomorrow, seeing a very special movie. I've been going to the theater this whole time, by the way, people. So it's not a return to the theater for me, but it is a return to the theater to see a specific type of film. What is that, Nathan?
Hey, Black Widow releases tomorrow. For all of you wonderful Marvel fans out there, this is exciting. Like Hayden said, it is a return to the theater for me. I haven't been to the theater this whole time. The last movie I seen in theaters was Bad Boys for Life. So that tells you how long.
It's been a while.
It tells you how long it's been since I've been to the theater. Because of shutdown and all that fun stuff. The theater's been open back for a little while, but
the first movie I saw when the theater opened back up last year was The Goonies.
Oh yeah, that's right. I forgot you went and seen when they did that special showing of The Goonies.
Yep, 20 cents per ticket.
That'd have been a lot of fun. I've never gotten to see The Goonies on a big screen.
Awesome. Theater was packed too.
I have gotten to see, I have seen Die Hard on a big screen. I have seen The Princess Bride, and I got to see, I believe it was Indiana Jones and the Last Crusade was we've seen the art craft in Franklin shows old movies. They do it every weekend. I think they show, I want to say it's like Friday, Saturday. They show old movies. Die Hard was the first one we went and did. And it's kind of crazy how that's grown, because they, when we went and seen it, it was me and my dad, my brother and my uncle. And I think we were, you know, maybe in the theater with 25 people, if that. Wow. And then by the time we went and seen The Princess Bride, which was the third time we had gone down there, that place was ridiculously packed.
I feel like that'd be a really fun movie to see in the theater of The Princess Bride.
It was a lot of fun. One, because it's kind of a nostalgic movie in the sense that, you know, it's a movie I grew up watching. And one of my two favorite rainy day movies are The Goonies and The Princess Bride. I could watch it over and over again, either on a rainy day or, you know, if you're not feeling well, since that's how the movie starts out. You know, Fred Savage is sick and he's staying home from school. So, you know, kind of relate. But yeah, so anyway, return to the theater. I'm excited, and I'm excited to see a Marvel movie on the big screen, because I have to be honest with you, I haven't seen all of the Marvel movies on the big screen, and it kind of sucks.
It's gonna be great, man. But the only two I haven't seen in theater, the only two Marvel movies I haven't seen in theater on the big screen was Iron Man 2 and Black Panther. I didn't see Black Panther 2, Black Panther in the theater, because my car actually broke down the day we were gonna go see it.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
We didn't get to go.
I'm trying to think. There's been several that I haven't seen. I did see.
Why would you name the ones that you have seen? That's probably a shorter list.
It probably is. I did see all three solo Iron Man films in theater.
Okay. I'm sorry that you had to see the second one in theater.
Hey, you know, we've talked about that before. I seen Infinity War, but did not see Endgame.
Oh, man.
I know. Mm. I know. That was a bummer.
Endgame was probably the greatest movie theater experience I've ever had, in my entire life was Endgame.
I was bummed. It's kind of a long story as to why I didn't. Basically, my wife didn't care as much as I did. And so I...
You bullied her into going and seeing Black Widow tomorrow, though, right?
Yeah, basically, I just bought the tickets and said, hey, we're going. I was like, we're going to have a date night. And she's like, who's going to watch the kids? And I was like, don't worry, got it covered. And I did. I got a babysitter. And so we're going to go have a nice steak dinner and then make our return to the theater.
And man, this is just, it's so fun.
Right?
I'm so excited, because I've been going to the theater this whole time, ever since they reopened, like I stated before. But the thing is, like, it's a Marvel movie. We're going back to, like, Marvel is back at the theaters. It's back.
That's right.
And for those of you who are sick or you can't go out or you do have COVID worries and so you're going to watch it on Disney Plus for $30, that's fine. Like, that's cool. I don't believe Shang-Chi or the Eternals or even Spider-Man are going to be, well, Spider-Man's definitely not going to be on Disney Plus, but I don't think those are going to be on Disney Plus. So I understand right now, like the scare or like the not wanting to go to the theater at the moment. But I mean, Marvel's back, so I'm hyped.
Right? Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know, I was watching some trailers for. I watched a couple different trailers for Black Widow earlier. Because, I mean, this movie was supposed to be released May 1st of last year, so it's been a while actually since I had watch the trailer for it, even though they've kind of reamped it. But I was kind of looking forward to seeing it even more after watching the trailer, because I'd kind of forgotten some things. And then I watched this video, this YouTube video about some Easter eggs that could possibly be in the movie, and not sure if we're gonna get a Hawkeye appearance, but there's at least some alluding to Hawkeye, which is exciting. And
I I'm not going to say anything because I know the answer to this. So I'm not going to say anything.
Of course you do. Of course you do. Because you like to read spoilers and...
No. Okay, so let's just say... We talked about this too at work, and I just wanted to bring this up. I didn't mean to cut you off, but like...
No, you're fine.
It's one of those things where... Remember how I was taking a guess at like after credits and whatnot? Just because I like to see... In particular about after credits, if I'm right. I don't want to spoil myself during the movie. I don't want to spoil that at all. I just like to like speculate and have fan theories on after credits, and I did look up the after credits for this movie. I'm not saying that he is or isn't. I'm just saying like I know the answer to this question because of that. I don't really count after credit spoilers because they are just teasers as to what's to come. And you can literally look up after credits after the movie's released, and you can watch it on YouTube. So, you know, it's like a nice little teaser trailer for the next film or, you know, upcoming phase.
Right. So, but yeah, there's definitely some Easter eggs and, I think that are going to be in there. I don't know the answer about Hawkeye, honestly. You and I haven't talked about it. We did talk about one in scene, in credit scene that you were correct about.
Mm-hmm.
It was actually predicted here on Mainlining Movies.
It was, yeah. It was predicted. I remember that. Yes, because I said you guys can bank on that because I had a feeling, and then I looked it up and I told Nathan, I was like, I'm 100% correct on this.
Yeah, that was the first. I think that was the first episode we did the Marvel Mania where we did the 2 weeks in a row talking about upcoming films and stuff. That was the wrong name incident. You know that we're not going to talk about it.
Oh, you mean Edward Molina?
Yeah. See, anyway, that was. I had to come out and publicly apologize after that, and you know, I think maybe that's why, you know, maybe I faked being sick, you know,
for 2 weeks so you could get
so
shame.
Faked having a scheduling issue because. You know, I was just too ashamed to get back on the microphone and
now that talk. now that I believe. I do believe that 100%. Like without a doubt, I believe that.
Hey, it's all right. It's all right. But I'm back. Maybe I've worked through my shame and you know, because my cheeks aren't even turning red now that we mentioned it. And you know, 2 weeks ago, I don't know if that'd have been possible. So
what he's saying is he's grown since then.
I have grown since then. Not only have I gotten older, I've gotten fatter. Maybe
in just 2 weeks. I don't know if that's pop. Well, maybe
it's possible.
You saw big Mark Wahlberg got in like 3 weeks.
Yeah.
So,
well, yeah. You know, when I was sick last week, I went a couple days really without eating. So once I felt better, I just kind of, you know, I piled the food in my face and
hey, and it was a stomach bug, right?
It was a stomach bug. So,
okay. Yeah.
Hopefully I'm past it, you know, like completely. I still, you know, even after I went back to work, cause I missed a day of work, which never happens.
That's true.
I've been pretty sick and gone to work, and you know, so for me to call in, so even after I got back to work, it was just took me a couple days to get back to being 100%. But anyway.
So what are we talking about again? Black Widow at the theater.
I think. I think we were mentioning something about maybe seeing Hawkeye and possible.
Yeah.
Possible that Tony
Stark
makes an appearance.
Now that I'm convinced that he will. I'm convinced Tony Stark will. Now I will spoil this for you. That is not part of any of the after credit scenes.
Man.
So I don't know if he is or isn't, but I'm convinced that he will. I'm also convinced that Captain America, Steve Rogers, Chris Evans will make an appearance in this. And I only say that because I feel like since this movie is set between Civil War and Infinity War, I feel like we're going to get that nice little kind of like how they did with Loki episode one. It started in Endgame. So we got Robert Downey Jr., we got, you know, Mark Ruffalo, we got Scarlett Johansson, we've got Chris Evans, we got, you know, Jeremy Renner, we got all those guys because it started in Endgame when they're in 2012 in the first Avengers film. So I'm convinced we're going to get those people, and maybe you know, maybe that's where we get all of our cameos, just right there real quick.
Could be.
Do you think we're going to get a Stan Lee cameo? Like a little picture?
You know, I'm kind of hoping so, because it kind of depends on when this film was made, like actually, you know, in production. Because obviously, you know, Stan Lee wasn't in Endgame.
He was in Endgame.
What? Was he in Endgame?
Yeah, he was the old man in the car that said, "Make love, not war."
Oh.
Yeah, when they travel back to the 70s, yeah, he was there.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah. I just meant like a picture somewhere, because he was in Loki. He was a picture on the
right,
wall.
Right. I imagine then that they'll put him in somewhere. I had forget. You know what's crazy is I actually just went back and I told you this the other day. I went back and watched Endgame. And I watched it like I had never seen it before. I really tried to, like, you know, focus, and just the acting between really between Chris Evans and between Robert Downey Jr. By the way, since we're mentioning Robert Downey Jr., Hollywood lost an icon.
Mm-hmm.
Our hearts kind of go out to Robert Downey Jr. For those of you who may not know, Robert Downey Sr. passed away yesterday at the age of 85. So,
yeah, it's just sad.
Yeah, just
you know, in a world where these people in Hollywood are living well into their 90s, it really is safe to say he was gone a little too soon.
Yeah,
but he definitely had a life well lived, and it's just sad. So, yeah. Our hearts are out with you, Robert Downey Jr. If you ever hear this,
yeah. Yeah, like I say, not to bring the episode down, but just thought I would mention that. And but
back to metal, man.
but no. I rewatched Endgame and just like really tried to focus on the story and the acting, and both Robert Downey Jr. and Chris Evans, in my opinion, are amazing in this movie, and. Yeah, so that bothers me that I'd forgotten that Stan Lee made that cameo in the, because all I was thinking about was, you know, how Stan Lee was supposed to be, you know, old man Steve at the end, mm-hmm. and I was thinking, oh, you know, he died before they got to do that,
mm-hmm. so
I was thinking about him not being in the movie, but you are correct, sir, he was, yeah, but yeah, I imagine they'll do some kind of homage to Stan Lee.
They've got to.
I mean, you know, he's been in every other Marvel film and you know, Marvel production since the beginning.
Since the dawn of time.
I mean, even before it was the MCU. You know, he was in the Fantastic Four movie, and cuz he was
the three Spider-Man films.
Yeah. He was the was the doorman or the whatever in the Fantastic Four film. So yeah, but I'm hoping they do something for him, and hopefully they make it, you know, a little bit not too obscure. It was kind of obscure in the first episode of Loki. I didn't see it until you pointed it out to me after that first week. So hopefully it's not too obscure, and they kind of, I mean, obviously they're not going to put him, you know, right in front of the camera or anything, but
yeah,
something that's easily noticed.
Yeah. It's kind of like how he was in the Venom 2 trailer. Like he was on a magazine.
Yeah.
And on the rack, which that's cool. I love that they're still doing that. Also, I just want to take a side tangent really quickly here. If I sound weird, like that this week in terms of like my mic quality, my audio quality, I moved, so a lot of stuff is still in packaging and boxes, so I'm still digging stuff out. I moved last Friday. Obviously I got my bed set up, I got all my collectibles set up, I got all my posters on the wall, I got my TV, my video game set up, you know, my PlayStation, my Shrek's box, Series S, I got all that set up, like, you know, the essentials. And I'm not saying this podcast isn't essential. Like, I'm just missing the stand and the pop filter. So if you guys can hear anything that you don't like to your little ear holes. Sorry.
It's all right. It's possible that we're gonna get some thunder on this episode.
Yes, it is. Can you hear it outside, like on my mic?
I can hear it on your mic. I can hear it on, like, I'm
with your own ears at your home.
My own ears in my own house. Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
I will say I do have my soundproofer set up, though, so hopefully you can't really hear that. Like, I've got my soundproofer set up. I just don't have my pop filter or my stand, so I'm kind of holding it. So it's going to be at, like, various distances from my mouth this whole episode, so sorry.
It's all right. It's all right. I can hear you just fine. You sound wonderful to me.
Thank you. And, hey, you know, listen, we will get to talk later on tonight when it's, like, a little darker-ish because... You know, we're gonna be going out tonight. So
yeah, that. we're gonna go grab a bite to eat with some friends and hang out and probably talk a little bit about movies and, you know, while we're there, and, you know, other guy stuff that you know, women wouldn't understand, how we, you know, make fun of each other and you know, people who are on the outside looking in would think we hate each other as much as we.
What he's saying is they bully me very, very.
Yeah, you know, I've told you before that, you know, in every group of friends, every group of guy friends, every group of guy friends I've ever had, you know, from middle school through, you know, adulthood, there's one guy in the group who tends to get bullied the most, and I can't help that it's you. You know, sometimes you make it too easy. And I've been that guy, you know, I've been where you are in certain circles, and, you know, you got to accept your status, your social status within each group of friends that you're
bullied.
In. Yeah. So sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug, and, you know, and our work friends and in that circle, you happen to be the bug. And
I'm convinced because I'm the youngest one.
I mean, that probably has a lot to do with it. You know, maybe also that you wear a fanny pack.
Hey, that's a hipster thing. It's back in style. It's coming back. Listen, at least I'm not walking around with a double popped collar like I see people doing. That's disturbing to me.
That's true. That's true. A little bit of, you know, Tom Cruise and is that Risky Business?
I do believe it's Risky Business. Yeah. You know, also, we should do an episode or even a whole series where we go over movies that are very misleading, because I believe Risky Business is all about prostitution. Like, it's not about what you think it's about.
Right.
Yeah. Movies that are not what they appear. That's a series right there that we should do. We have so much stuff planned for the show that we want to do that at this point, we're not even talking about Black Widow anymore. I believe the question was, do you expect to see a Stan Lee cameo?
Is that where we were?
Yeah, we're so derailed right now. I know you've got some stuff to do, and I don't want to get super derailed before we talk about our other topic.
That's all right. I was still on Hawkeye, you know, and Tony Stark, seeing if we were gonna.
I do think we will see them in that particular, like, that particular sense of how they did it kind of with Loki episode one. It might be very similar. Like, we might start with the airport battle from Civil War and then go from there, like, okay, what happened after that? So.
I'd be all right with that.
Same. I think I would. I would too.
I do have to say it's probably going to be a little bittersweet. In the sense that, obviously, we for those of you who have seen it, you know, we know what happened in Endgame. So the fact that this is Scarlett Johansson's last portrayal of, you know, Natasha Romanoff, could be a little bittersweet, but,
you know, I think it's going to be bittersweet for three reasons. Number one, I'm just going to get this right off the bat. You might not have thought of it. If we do get the airport battle, we will get to see Chadwick Boseman as Black Panther just once again, even if it's in the same sense we've already seen him in. So like that right there is automatic bittersweet. You know, we get to see him again, which is nice, but unfortunately, I think it'll be his last time. I know we get one more thing of him as T'Challa, and that's Marvel's What If coming out later this August. He did record his voice lines for that before he passed. So that right there is going to be bittersweet as well. Yeah. But then, you know, you get again, she passed away in Endgame. She sacrificed herself for the Soul Stone. And then, of course, you know, you get Robert Downey Jr. as Iron Man. And he, in the movie, passed away as well.
Yeah, so much sadness. I feel like this episode we started.
This episode sucks.
we started on a really happy note, and then all of a sudden I mentioned Robert Downey Jr.'s dad, and we just went dark. And I was just trying to, I don't know what the word I'm looking for, just throw that out there and just.
You were just trying to pay your respects.
Just trying to pay my respects, and you know, it's just
that's understandable.
All of a sudden, we went dark.
All of a sudden, we turned into the Morbid Podcast.
Anyway.
So anyway, our next topic. Moving on, we'll try to finish up quickly with this, because I know, like I said, I know you've got some things to do. How long it's going to take you to get to a certain location to pick up a certain somebody, I don't know. I don't want to be too ambiguous because, like, that just sounds bad. You got to pick up your wife. I don't know how long it's going to take you to get there, so I didn't want to take forever on that. But we're very excited to see Black Widow. Marvel is back at the theaters, and that's just, you know, when they released that promo of all the movies leading up to right now, and then the teasers for all the movies to come, and they said, you know, we'll see you at the movies. Like, that just, it hits so hard because there's two types of movies in this world that when you go and see them in the theater, you're not watching a movie. You are having and living an experience. That is Star Wars films and Marvel films.
Yeah, so. I pretty much agree with that. As long as those Star Wars films are the original three. But anyway.
The prequels were amazing. How dare you?
That's just another way that, like, we, you know, it's our generational gap, right? Because, my wife is actually the same way, honestly, because she never seen, episodes 4, 5, and 6, whatever, if you want to call them that. She's seen 1, 2, and 3 before having seen 4, 5, and 6. So she is more episode 1, 2, and 3, and I'm more episode 4, 5, and 6, and we just don't talk about 7, 8, and 9. They don't exist. They never happen. especially episode 9. Like, we just, actually, if we could just take episode 9 and just cut out that last scene when they ask Rey who she is.
Yeah, I'm like, okay
just,
with
just
that.
Do away with it. I'd be okay. How dare her? Anyway.
She doesn't deserve that name.
We're not going down that road because that makes us both angry, and that makes us
part of the toxic Star Wars fan base, and I don't want to be part of that.
Yeah, exactly.
Although I will say Star Wars Resistance is trash, and no one should ever watch Star Wars Resistance. It's awful.
I'll take your word for it.
Watch the Clone Wars and watch Rebels. Do it. Sorry. Anyway. What's our next topic, Nathan?
I don't know. I think it was starving kids in Africa. I don't know. We've taken this show down such a dark road. I don't even remember what we were doing.
I think I got it.
I think I'm going to make an announcement that, you know, for only 25 cents a day, we can. Should I play that Sarah McLachlan song? Like,
maybe.
Should we have that? In the arms of an angel? Like I'm depressed right now.
For only 25 cents a day, you could save a Nathan.
For Tay, if you send me 25 cents a day, I will put that to good use. It might make me happy again.
After 4 days, he can buy a large fry from McDonald's. So
can I? Is there tax involved? I don't know. Anyway, My point is, like, I was all happy when this thing started, and we've gone down this dark road, and I'm, you know, I don't even know if I want to do this anymore. I just
he's quitting the show. You guys,
I'm quitting the show. No, I'm just kidding.
That's
I'm
what you
kidding.
Guys probably thought after he said that last episode. Then 2 weeks go by.
Right. Right. No, actually, I'm still in a good mood. I'm happy to be back. I'm happy to be talking to you via microphone.
I wouldn't be happy to talk to me.
Well, you know,
that's rare.
You know, I like you better through the microphone than I like you in real life.
I believe that.
I want people to know that I hate you in real life. But as a podcast, you know, co-host, you are fantastic, and I couldn't ask for a better partner in crime.
Oh, thanks, so. Man. You too. I appreciate that.
So you ready to go to dinner later? No, anyway.
Yeah. No, actually, I am. We are getting there at 6, right?
Yeah, I'm sometime around there. I'll probably, you know me, I'm never on time for anything.
I'm going to get there at 6. I'm going to walk in, let them know I got a couple of other people coming, grab a couple beers. I might have a thing of fries, but I'll be out of there by like 7:15 because I have to – I'll be out there like 7:15 because I have to come back and start making dinner.
Because you're an old man. Anyway.
I have to start making dinner and continue unpacking things, do laundry. Like, it sucks, you know, moving. I would say, like, it sucks being out here on your own, but, you know, I've got two other people here with me, soon three, so, you know.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exciting. It'll be exciting whenever your girlfriend gets there.
Yeah.
Things are going to change. You know, your life will not be your own anymore. When you live with somebody else, especially, like, you know, when you live with a female, your life is not your own. And then, you know, throw kids into the mix, and then, you know, just, I forget my name some days because you know, my mind is so many other places. But so anyway, moving on, because, well, you know, we need to. We really need to.
Yeah, it's about time.
So I know we're a little late, but
just a little.
A little bit. We were gonna talk about
Sunday.
It was Sunday. So obviously Sunday was the 4th of July. And so we were just gonna talk about do you wanna do 5 movies each? Like just real quick that you know, that we think are patriotic movies that
I wouldn't necessarily say patriotic movies, just movies that are really like they really embrace the American spirit.
Oh, the American spirit.
Not the cigarettes either. we don't do that anymore.
I don't smoke anymore, but I've had those, and that anyway.
Organic. They're better for the environment and for your body. Somehow.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I don't know about that.
I mean, it's still cigarettes. So.
It is still cigarettes.
They are organic, cigarettes. So they're slightly healthier. I assume.
Anyway. So
we can either do 5 each, or we can do 5 total.
It's up to you. It's up to you. This is your show. I'm just along for the ride.
Let's go ahead and just do 5 total.
Okay, 5
and
total.
We don't have to go in order, but let's just get this out of the way right now. Independence Day, the first one. That is an agreed upon one. So now you can pick 2 and I'll pick 2.
Ooh.
But Independence Day really, like, is the embodiment of, like, first of all, it's in the title.
Right.
Second of all, it's Will Smith kicking some alien ass with Randy Quaid, who we will not talk about because he brings complete dishonor to his family. But listen, that movie is, when you think America, you think beer. You think Hugh Hefner, and you think Independence Day. Whether it's the 4th of July or the movie, it's synonymous because it's got the same name.
That's right. Okay? That's right.
So let's just get that out of the way right now. You think Will Smith taking on some aliens.
You know, that is very true. That is very true. I think, when I think of Independence Day, though, I don't think necessarily always of Will Smith. I always think of Bill Pullman's, you know, speech that, you know, towards the end of the movie, you know, it's so, It's so uplifting and inspiring.
That's fair. Yeah, I'll give you that.
I mean, like, is it cheesy as all get out? Yeah, absolutely. There's a lot of cheesy things in that movie, but it really is inspiring. You know, it's like, hey, let's go. We're gonna win this, and it really will be Independence Day, right? Got to fight for independence once more, which is basically the gist of the speech, and that's exciting. So let's see. Movies that embody the American spirit. For me, I would say The Patriot is one. If you haven't seen it, good film. And I think that it does, because it's all about, obviously, it's all about the Revolutionary War. You know, the thing that started the whole thing. And yeah, so the Patriot. For me,
The Patriot. That's actually, you know, you showed me a clip from that. It doesn't look like a too bad movie. I got to see that.
It's on Netflix. It's on Netflix. Okay. I'm surprised you never watched. But you got to have a little bit of time. It is kind of a long movie.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. And for anybody who hasn't seen the movie, the Patriot's not actually. It is kind of based on real people. They took two different people who really lived during the Revolutionary War, kind of took both of their stories, put a Hollywood spin on them, and mashed them together. But it's very, in the sense, it's historically accurate in the sense that, you know, costumes and fighting styles and things like that, you know. But Mel Gibson, you know, he plays a character that, like, he doesn't want to go to war. You know, he's fought in wars. He doesn't really want to go to war. And you know, we got a, you know, he wants an American nation, but, you know, we just got to plead with the king to let us be, you know, let us be our own nation. So he doesn't want to fight until it becomes personal for him. So I don't want to give it away, because I want you to watch the movie. So, yeah, you go ahead and give your next one.
Yeah, absolutely. So this is what, number three then?
Yeah, this is number three.
So you have four and I'll have five. All right, cool. So number three then. And again, these are absolutely in no particular order. I just wanted to make sure, like, we were going towards five. Number three, though, is actually, I had a hard time picking between Wet Hot American Summer and American Pie. So I'm going to go with Superbad. Superbad, like, when you listen, I will tell you this. Superbad is one of those rare coming of age films that you could ask somebody. You can ask somebody that was 18, you know, in their, you know, 16, 17, 18 years old in the early to mid 2000s, what it was like to be a teenager. And you could put that movie on for them and they'd be like, yeah, that's pretty much it. Like, that movie embodies the American spirit of the American teen, especially like in its specific time period. Whether that's relatable or not to kids these days, probably not. Kids these days are a little softer, but for me, I definitely related to that movie. I was in fifth grade when it came out, but when I was in high school, which I graduated 2015, so you guys can carbon date me. Though that movie came out 8 years before I graduated. Okay, so when I was in high school, though, I tried to base my entire high school experience off that film, and I will say, like, it definitely does capture what it was like to be a teen, you know, late teen in the early 2000s, early to late 2000s, it just captures that spirit of, you know, coming to age. Like, you know, we're going to drink alcohol, we're going to have the sex, you know, this is our last party as high school people before we go to college. This is great. Like, this is the best time of our lives. We might as well live it up, you know. And it sounds so stereotypical, but I promise you, if you haven't seen the film, watch it. You're going to have a good time.
Yeah, I can kind of see that. I think I think that probably not a lot changed between the time that I would have, you know, graduated high school and the time that you did. So, I mean, it was my high school years may have been a little bit more like American Pie, which was a little bit, you know, pre super bad. But I get what you're saying, as far as, you know, kind of embodied, certainly the American teenager more
yeah,
so
yeah.
than probably anywhere else in the world. You know, and I feel like, not that this is going to be the next one, but I feel like, Dazed and Confused was kind of the same way for people who grew up in the '70s. Mm-hmm. I've talked to several people, you know, who were teenagers in the '70s, and like, they're like, yeah, that's like, that movie is like really the way things were, you know, and kind of hard to believe that there was ever a time where certain things like that were allowed to happen, especially like the hazing and stuff that happens in that movie. Like there is no way in the world you could get away with that now. So it's kind of crazy, you know, how things have progressed and, you know, where we've come from, but, certainly embodied the American teenager from that time. So yeah. All right, let's see. What's another film that embodies the American spirit?
Was Dazed and Confused not your? No, you said it wasn't.
I mean, it could be in the sense that, you know, I think it kind of, like I say, goes along with Superbad in the sense that it's two different generational gaps where, you know, that's what it was like, you know, for a 70s teenager. And I think if you took a movie like Breakfast Club or something like that, you know, you could say that was pretty much what it was like for an 80s teenager. You know, so
Breakfast Club and License to Drive. Yeah.
License to Drive.
it's a great movie.
The best of the two Coreys, with hands down, the best double Corey film.
Yeah. You know, that's going to be a series. Was this year the best year for movies? Let's find out. Like, that's, you know, we're going to go year by year. We'll just do that. That's what we'll do. That's what we'll start doing that, you know? We'll start with 1950. Was this the best year for movies? Here's the highlights. So you're going, so the movie that you're going with.
Let's see. Okay, this is going to sound kind of crazy, but it's a movie I think that, like, the movie title more than the movie itself kind of embodies. And I'm going to go with True Grit, the John Wayne version, not the newer version.
Okay. More the Wild West of America.
Right. Right. I think that, especially like our parents' generation and even into mine, like Westerns were so big.
They're big. Yeah. They're very big.
And it's been a while since,
even with our grandparents' generation.
Yeah. I think there are certain generations who grew up, who were raised on John Wayne and Clint Eastwood. I certainly know that I was, you know, when it wasn't horror films or, you know, Chevy Chase from National Lampoon's, like I would
have been a great movie to pick. Oh,
like I was growing up on John Wayne and Clint Eastwood, you know, but True Grit, I think, like the title, I, you know, when you think of, you know, the greatest generation, you know, what they called the World War II generation, you know, those people, they had true grit, not just men who went to war, but women who had to stay behind. And, you know, they kept things going here in America. Right. So they had true grit. You know, the women took over, you know, Major League Baseball, And you know, obviously they made a movie about it. Yeah, so that's, like I say, the title more than the movie itself. Although I think you could see things, you know, in the movie that would embody the American spirit. I think I'm going with it based on title alone, if that makes any sense whatsoever.
Yeah. No, I get it. So I think the final film that I would say embodies the American spirit, not just the title, not just what's happening in the film, but when the score kicks in, you just feel American and you just feel powerful. And you listen, I know it's a little unrealistic, the movie itself, but that's okay, because it's why it was created in the first place, or at least his comic book counterpart. And that is Captain America, the First Avenger. Like, just listen. When you just go on Spotify, go on YouTube, just listen to the Captain America, First Avenger theme. Like the score, the main score to that film. You mean to tell me when you hear the, you know, bum, 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 you don't feel American as hell? You know, it's so fun.
No, and absolutely.
Not only that, but you have Captain America, literally the titular character. America is in his name. He is he is supposed to be the embodiment of America itself. And he's socking Hitler in the face in this film. Like, come on. Taking on a bunch of Nazis. Like,
Nazis.
And he's like the overall best good guy you can possibly be. And he proved that in Endgame when he wields Mjolnir. So I think Captain America, the First Avenger is the film that really captures the entirety of America.
You are correct, sir. You are correct. I think that's a good five films.
That's a perfect five films. I'm just surprised at how short our episode is, but you know, we're very busy men today.
Hey, we still went almost an hour. So
yeah.
That's pretty good. I don't know if anybody's going to be excited to listen to this episode, because we really had no topic. It was just good to be back. Good to be back behind the microphone and talking to you and talking movies. And our schedule's been kind of weird the last couple weeks, and we really haven't talked a whole lot at work, you know, movie wise. So this was just completely, you know, like it was out there. It's just on a whim that we did this episode, and I think we nailed it.
I think we absolutely destroyed it. I think it's great.
Oh, that's good. Hopefully people will listen, and we, you know, that 2-week hiatus that we took didn't cause us to lose any fans.
Turns out we have none anymore.
Yeah, you know, it's fine. I'll still talk to you. But no, I'm happy to be back. I think we should be able to stay back on a normal schedule from here on out, at least for a little while. So
yeah.
You know, we took
the
a
one of us gets malaria from mosquito in this Indiana summer.
we took a break, you know, for a little bit, and we're good. We're back, and hopefully we're better than ever. You know.
We're gonna come back better than ever too. Come back stronger every week.
That's right. That's right. Probably not physically, because I'm kind of a couch potato, but mentally, I will be stronger.
Yeah.
You know, also I made a lot of chicken wings tonight, which doesn't
they are
really,
a dollar, aren't they?
Yeah. Which doesn't really build strength. It builds body fat.
No, there's protein in it. if you worked out afterwards, you'd probably be okay.
Yeah.
Working out those couch muscles.
You know, yeah. Well, you know, like I have these things in my life where like I'm working and then I go out. But I don't put the two together. I'm not working out.
Yeah.
And
no, that's understandable.
You know, as I mentioned in our very first episode, it would cause me to lose a fight against Michael Myers or against any horror movie villain, because I'd be, you know, they would get me first. But it'd be good for you guys because, you know, like the old saying, like if you're being chased by a bear, like you don't have to outrun the bear, just outrun the slowest person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
So you guys, I will sacrifice myself for you and and all of our other friends. And yeah, I will die with honor.
Or while, dishonor if somebody just, you know, knocks you down on purpose.
Well, that would.
I'm not saying I would. I'm just saying in general, if someone were to do that.
Right. That would probably happen. Anyway, what are we talking about? As usual, at the end of our episode, we never know how to close it out. We just ramble on.
Yeah. So, well, everybody, we are going to go ahead and sign off here, and we will see you at the movies. Thank you all so much for listening. We'll see you again next week, we promise. And as always, Excelsior, true believers. We'll be back next week with our review of Black Widow.
Yes, definitely. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Goodbye, that's everybody. It.
Bye.
Bye.
So, you got the tension, huh? No matter. Sneak an earbud or two in that ear. Put your head down a little bit, contemplate about what you've done, but don't really contemplate. You're going to listen to this show because this is Mainlining Movies, and here are your hosts, Hayden and Nathan. Let's go!